This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. One of the intriguing aspects of what Paul presents in Romans 11 is the hope that the response to the gospel of grace by the Gentiles will entice the Israelites to reconsider their decision to reject it. It is clear that the grace way is what God offered the Israelites up front. They got focused on the law and the keeping of it as the way of salvation. They were convinced that works would get them there. In this, Paul says in verse 28, they are enemies. But this fact doesn't deter him from hoping they will be drawn to the Savior because of the positive things they see the Savior doing in the Gentiles. It won't be easy for them because of pride. But proud Paul had seen the light, and we have seen in the opening verses of chapters 9 and 10, Paul deeply craved for the same to happen in many Israelites. In answer to both questions he poses in this chapter, verse 1, did God reject his people? And verse 11, did they stumble so as to fall beyond recovery? Paul gives a firm negative answer. His answer was not based on what he hoped for. It was based on God's plan. Listen to verses 25 through 27. I do not want you to be ignorant of this mystery, brothers, so that you may not be conceited. Israel has experienced a hardening in part until the full number of the Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel will be saved, as it is written. The deliverer will come from Zion. He will turn godlessness away from Jacob. And this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins. Paul's strategy and confidence were grounded in the plan and promises of God. Ours should be as well.